When anyone decides to become a serious athlete or mountain climber or whatever sport it is you happen to enjoy, you have to dedicate yourself to that sport. And this means that when other people are going out partying, you're going to be in the gym working out, or if you're a swimmer, you're going to be in the pool doing lengths and practicing. If you're a climber, you're going to be getting yourself fit and doing whatever climbers do. If you apply this to the Christian walk, there comes the time when God says, if we're actually going to achieve this thing, sweetheart, some things have got to go. So you find that instead of your spare time, free time, being filled with trivial pursuits, you are pursuing God in your free time, in your own time, in your downtime. And the possibility of growing soft grows much less. By and large, we are a soft nation, and we are soft when it comes to discipline in the church. We are soft when it comes to our training time. But if we think about this race that we're on, we're not going to be able to get up much more than a stroll if we don't radically look at the way we spend our time and perhaps agree with God that some of the things we are doing are just simply trivial pursuits. They are not fitting us for service above. We aren't, you know, going to float around on a cloud when we get up there. God is purposeful and intentional in his ways with his people. He's training us for reigning. And reigning means that we have to have discipline in our lives. Just look at the Queen. Queen Elizabeth, 90 this year, amazing woman. But from her childhood, her life has been disciplined. It is marked by duty. And we all admire her. When we are in the service of the King of Kings, we have certain duties. And it behoves us to actually love him enough that this doesn't become just dutiful. But we delight to do his will, just as his son. It's written in the scroll, I delight to do thy will, O God. And doing the Father's will included dying for Jesus Christ. If it hadn't, there is no salvation for us. And beloved, it's not going to be any different for us. We are going to have to sometime decide that if anything good is going to come out of our lives, some things have got to be set aside for the priority of living our lives for him, not for ourselves. Paul says, I die daily, death on the instalment plan. How's it working out for you?